listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday. Time for the Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne, presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Mike Claiborne joins us. All right, before we get to Adam Wainwright, let's talk about the National League standings. And I know we're not to Flag Day or anywhere near your date where you kind of know where we are, but we got the Brewers on top, Cardinals, Pirates, Cubs, Reds. What do you make of the Central Division?
Well, I still think it's up for grabs. This is why Flag Day gives you a better indicator. And I think the best example is not our division, but the Atlanta Braves are the best record in the National League. And when you look at that, that should tell you all you need to know. Atlanta is a good team. They're a young team. But let's face it, Brian, they're not the best team in baseball. Our division just really, I think, suffers from a couple of things. Inconsistent weather, some key injuries, and just the fact that they're trying to mesh new people in key situations. You look at the Cardinals with Ozuna, and you look at Fowler and Carpenter and how they haven't been effective, and you look at Chicago. You know, they spent a lot of money on Darvish, and he's done nothing. And every team's got that problem. But I think the inconsistency of the weather and just scheduling of games where you're playing a lot of day games after night games, it haven't given players a comfort level that they're used to.
All right, let's get to Adam Wainwright. Have we maybe seen the last of Wainwright? I mean, is this maybe the end, Mike?
I wouldn't say it's the end, but I think we're close to having to make some real tough decisions. You know, he had six walks the other day, and the one thing he did, he was trying to battle, but he just didn't have it. And he said that, you know, he felt bad, you know, his elbow felt bad after the second inning. And, you know, I just don't know if you can keep doing that and running them out there because you've got other people who are capable of giving you a better outing. I mean, that game had the potential to burn up a whole bullpen because of the fact we had the extra inning game the night before, and you also have, a team that's not scoring a lot, so you really have to be careful on how you use people. If it wasn't for the off day we had yesterday, Brian, we could be in real trouble right now, but I think overall his situation has got to be markedly improved in order for him to be a legitimate contributor to this rotation.
All right, take a look at the lineup. I was reading the commission's stuff this morning about, you know, questions about whether or not there should be a platoon in right field going forward, maybe even at third base. What do you make of the lineup and what it might look like, you know, a month from now?
Well, I think you got to, again, I think when we get to June 14th, we're going to know who can do what. I'm not opposed to a platoon situation because I think Fowler's got bigger issues than just hitting left-handed pitching. He's got some real issues. He's got to work out from the right side as well. So Bader is playing well. I think you can play him. I think he's a better defender. I think he obviously has better speed. I think he's just a better player overall so far. But I don't think because of Fowler's experience and certainly his contract, you're going to throw him away. Same can almost be said for Carpenter, although he hasn't been very good since last year. And Jericho made a commitment offseason to lose the weight and be better conditioned. And I think until he cools off, you got to continue to run him out there at least until June 14th. But here's the other thing, Brian. Is it time to look outside the organization to fix a couple of these problems? You're not very consistent at second base either. And while we have all these young prospects that are coming up, do you really need somebody with a little bit more ring experience if you really want to contend?
All right. Tell me about Reyes and this rehab start.
12 strikeouts yesterday. Just electric from everything I was told. And he'll be available to the Cardinals on May 28th. And I don't think he can get here soon enough. The question is, where does he fit? Because you got Jack Flaherty, who's pitching really well, too. And I think, you know, the competition for Wainwright's spot is certainly up for grabs. But I don't think you're going to bring Reyes up here just to sit around. So Luke Weaver's going to have to step it up, or Michael Walker's going to have to be a little bit more durable. And you may see a combination start between Reyes and one of those two guys. And I think it'll be good to give both of those guys a chance to to kind of grow a little bit, you know, compared to trying to get six or seven. Start one of them for four and the other one for five, and vice versa each week, and just let those two guys have a game themselves. That way, you save your bullpen.
All right. Last time against the Twins, they outscored us 13-1. What do we want to look at this series as far as a preview?
Well, they're a good team. I don't think there's any doubt. I think they caught the Cardinals after a very emotional week as far as the wins that they had against not only the Cubs but also the White Sox. I think this will be a little bit more of an even playing field, although I wouldn't want to miss tomorrow's game because Mr. Lance Lynn is going to pitch against the guy who replaced him in Miles Michaelis.
All right. What's the next sort of benchmark for you before Flag Day? What are we looking ahead? Just opponents, you know, road, home. What are you looking at over the next?
Well, you got an interesting series coming up against Philadelphia. Okay, this is a team you only see once. They're playing better than most people thought. They're a completely different looking team, and their approach to the game is different with Gabe Kapler, their manager, from a analytics standpoint and how they position players and do little things. That'll be an interesting test. The one thing the Cardinals have to start doing is being better at home. And that's something that really came up and bit them last year. So, Brian, I'm looking for consistency at home before Flag Day to give me an indicator on this being a team that can really contend. There was a time the Cardinals were a place you didn't want to come play. And I'm not sure if that's the case as much now as it used to be. But they're going to have to get that back.
All right, Mike, great stuff as always. We appreciate it. Mike Claiborne in the Redbird Report. They're 12-7 at home, 10-9 on the road, 6-4 their last 10 games, and they're one game out of first place in what is very tight. Brewers with the Cardinals Pirates are both a game out. Cubs are two games out. Brewers sitting on top of the National League standings. We have tickets to give away courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds in just a little bit, but we want to thank Jurger Pediatric Dentistry and Dr. Brett. That's where beautiful smiles begin. Great people down there. They present the Redbird Report and all of our podcasts, which you can find at nauticator.com, the Nauticator app, or the iTunes store.